Let us begin in Turkey, where there appears to be an attempted coup underway to overthrow the government. It's led by a faction within the Turkish army, according to the Prime Minister there. The reports we're getting are still unclear, but they say security forces have partially shut down two bridges across the Bosporus in Istanbul, and military jets were heard flying low over the capital, Ankara. And local television has been showing pictures of tanks outside Istanbul's Atatürk airport. Well, Mustafa Akyol is a columnist with the New York Times in Istanbul. Mustafa, great to have you back on Radio National. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. We're having an incredible night in Turkey.
Yes. Well, do we know exactly yet who is behind this coup attempt?
Well, the military, but we don't know whether it's the whole military in its old hierarchy or whether it's a faction within the military. The president, Erdogan, just spoke just a few minutes ago through Skype, you know, through a TV. I mean, he didn't appear on TVs. He was in a location, obviously, and through Skype, and he said, this is a faction within the military trying to do this, but they will not succeed. Democracy will, you know, when he called on the people to come out on the streets and protest against the, you know, junta. Mm. In the meantime, just a few minutes before that, we heard on state TV the declaration of the junta saying that, the Peace at Home Council, which is the name of the junta, just has taken over the country. What I can say is that there is certainly a coup attempt going on right now in Turkey. Whether it will succeed or not is not clear at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, it does appear to spread at least over two cities. As I said, we've had those jets flying low over Ankara and also in Istanbul. So it would appear that it at least has some widespread or reasonably widespread support within the military. Is that right, if they're covering at least two cities?
Yes, I mean, there is obviously something in the military, a faction, and maybe there are rumors that they've already also arrested the chief of staff, so people about them in the military. President Erdogan pointed to a faction within the military, the Gulen movement, which is a religious community normally, but they have members reportedly in the military and the police. He pointed to them as a culprit. I can't confirm or deny that. It is really unclear right now. I mean, the military has taken over airports, the bridges, and the state TV, whereas the president and the prime minister are still out there. They're not arrested. And they're saying we will defeat this. And Erdogan called the people on the streets to go against the junta. Mm.
Well, Mustafa, you mentioned there the Gulen movement. You and I have spoken before on my other program, the Religion and Ethics Report. The Gulen movement is a religious movement. So are we saying this is not a reassertion of the old Atatürk secularist model in Turkey that was the case in previous military coups?
Well, probably yes, as what you said, but if this is a coup by them, by the faction that you just referred, again, it won't be on more Islamic or religious grounds. It's a power struggle between Erdogan and people who despise him, basically.
Yeah.
And in that division, you can find the Gulen movement or even some secularists on the same side against Erdogan. The statement we heard on state TV mentioned actually that Turkey's secular identity, Turkey will be secular, rule of law will be established. So it said all the nice things. So it wouldn't be a coup that is depicting itself as an Islamist or an Islamic coup. Yeah. But it's basically a power struggle. Erdogan has really big number of supporters and big numbers of enemies in Turkey. The country has become very polarized.
Yeah.
And this, whatever the nature of this, it's coming out as a result of this polarization. Although I should emphasize that, I mean, it's totally legitimate. And I have a lot of criticisms to Erdogan, but there's no way that the elected government can be taken by a coup, and I can see that as legitimate.
Yes, you certainly have had a lot of criticisms of Erdogan. There's no question of that, Mustafa. Just going back to the possible sort of religious nature of this attempted coup, so the Gulen movement, just remind us, it was a movement that originally supported Erdogan. What does it believe in, if indeed it is, if not directly behind the coup, but the inspiration for the coup?
Again, I can't confirm or deny whether they have something to do with this, but Erdogan has said that on TV, you know, 5 minutes ago, so I'm just reporting that. Well, they were supporters. They had big presence within Turkish bureaucracy, in police and judiciary, and Erdogan actually empowered them against Erdogan's rivals way back in the early 2000s. But then, after defeating their common enemies, like defeating more secularists, actually, in the military, these two groups, which are actually more Islamic in nature, started to go against each other. And then there was a big corruption investigation in 2013, and Erdogan perceived that as an operation by the Gulen movement to get him and his family arrested. So he called this not a corruption investigation, but a coup attempt. And since then, it's been really very tense. And he's trying to disestablish the whole movement by confiscating his property and schools and so on and so forth. So there's big enmity. So, and it makes sense if there are members of the Gulen movement in the military in powerful positions, they can be in an attempt like this. Or maybe it's something else, and Erdogan is interpreting in this way. I can't know that at this point. Yeah. But that's what Erdogan said on the scene. So whatever happens at the end of this, Turkey will be more tense than ever.
Yeah.
I don't think this coup attempt will succeed, but if it does, you know, it will be a big backlash against Erdogan. And if it doesn't, then Erdogan will go after the coup makers and who are allied with them, will proceed in an aggressive way. And it will really be a very tense, an even more tense era in Turkish politics.
Now, Mustafa, it's very late at night in Turkey, which is why we're doubly grateful for your taking our call. Where are you at the moment? Can you see what's going on around you?
I'm in Istanbul. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's nothing. Life is normal. But if you go to some centers of Istanbul, go to the airport or Taksim, the center, or the bridges, you will see the military with tanks. So there is some presence in the city of military. But other than that, life goes on normal. Most neighborhoods are fine. So we don't see any big disturbance in the country right now. Certain locations are very tense because you have military, and the police, by the way, is on the side of the government. And if this goes on, God forbid, we can see clashes between the police and the military.
On Saturday Extra this morning, we're speaking with Mustafa Akyol. He's one of Turkey's leading writers, a columnist with the New York Times, and we're talking about this attempted coup that appears to be unfolding around us in Turkey. Mustafa, the nature of the coup or attempted coup is such that it what might be relying on remnant secular grievances against Erdogan, because you know, there has long been in metropolitan centres like Istanbul a fear that Erdogan was dragging the country far too much towards a sort of Islamist model. So could this coup be trying to revive secularist anger against him?
There is secular against Erdogan. There are other grievances against Erdogan. And yes, I mean, if this is a coup from them, and this is obviously a coup attempt from some factions in the military, that can be driven sometimes by secular grievances or by the Gulen movement, which is not a secularist movement, but which has power struggle.
Yeah.
And Erdogan has been going after the Gulen movement very, you know, aggressively. So maybe they are seeing this as a life or death in the struggle.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm seeing like people protesting tanks on the streets. It's really very tense, and it's really hard to know what has happened in Turkey. When we wake up tomorrow, we will probably understand what has happened. Right now, it is really unclear what's exactly going on.
Could this have anything to do with the Syria crisis? Because Erdogan has been a major backer of the anti-Assad forces in Syria. I'm just wondering if it might be linked to the way the government has prosecuted that crisis.
Maybe. I mean, that's not the number one issue in Turkey, honestly. I mean, of course, Erdogan has been very much criticized for his Syria policy, though he's trying to back up from that. That is another, that's one of the issues, but I think that's not the number one issue that is driving Turkish policy these days. But that's one thing that he's criticized for sure.
And what about the situation with the Kurds? Could this also be working its way into this coup attempt?
Not much, because the military is against Kurdish militants, fighting against the Kurdish militants, and Erdogan is supporting them on that. This is probably not something about that, because both the military and Erdogan would be against the Kurdish militants. They would have a big disagreement there, I think. It's more about maybe the sector factions and again probably the Gulen movement, which is in a life or death struggle against Erdogan these days.
And just before we let you go, Mustafa, given that Erdogan has developed this image as a very authoritarian leader, yes, democratically elected, but authoritarian enough to go back to the people when the election didn't work out the way that he wanted, what would you imagine the outcome of this attempted coup attempt being if Erdogan survives? I mean, are we talking a very brutal and bloody crackdown?
Erdogan said, the people who did this will pay for this through the courts, so he will put these people on trial. I don't expect a whole bloody, civil war kind of thing in Turkey in any case, but certainly the people who attempted this coup will be on trial and they will be given very heavy punishments. And politically, the country will be more tense. The people who are suspected to have sympathy with the coup probably will have more problems, so I would worry that this will make Erdogan even more angry and more iron-handed. I certainly am against this coup attempt. It's an attempt against democracy, because as flawed as it is, it's still a democratically elected leader. But also, I think this will have very bad consequences for Turkey in any case. It will make everything in the country worse.
Well, thank you very much for staying up to speak with us. That's Mustafa Akyol of the New York Times, leading columnist, author. We'll put a link to Mustafa's website on our website. Mustafa, thank you for being with us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you, and thanks so much for your interest in Turkey.
My pleasure.